First off, I want to say thank you for the well wishes of those of you who knew I was off sick for a few days this week. I'm feeling much better, but if you see me drinking an awful lot of water, it's because my throat keeps drying out. Probably because I haven't been talking enough this week. I want you to cast your minds all the way back to the very beginning of the service and that Palm Gospel that we started with. As with all of our biblical texts, there's more than meets the eye in today's account from the Gospel of the entry into Jerusalem from St. Mark. The passage we heard, and we call it the Palm Gospel, there are words and phrases, ideas and symbols that are layered with meaning and intimation, allusion and implication. You may have missed the fact that in the Gospel reading, there is no mention of palms whatsoever. Nor is there in Matthew's Gospel, nor is there in Luke's Gospel. They talk of leafy branches. It's only John that mentions palms. Probably because the palm was a symbol of Israel following the Maccabean Revolution. It's a national icon. Yet, we are so used to thinking of this as Palm Sunday, not Cloak and Leaves Sunday. We come to this text, just as we do to so many of the texts of our scripture, with presuppositions, our own expectations, traditions, our own interpretations. And it's a good reminder that either reading or the writing of Scripture is not and never has been neutral. But that's the purpose of our Scriptures, to challenge us, to inspire us, to make us question, to seek to prevent us from simply reading the story and walking away unaffected and unchanged. And so it is with all of today's readings. Firstly, the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, often called the triumphal entry. As Jesus is welcomed, we are told, by crowds who strew branches and cloaks and leaves before the one they hail as Son of David, the King of myth and legend. Here comes the great teacher, but he's riding on a donkey. An almost comical image, in sharp contrast to the parades of the occupying forces of the empire, war horses and slaves and entourages and captives showing off the strength of empire. Of course, we don't know exactly how the original event panned out, whether it is just a story built around one verse from the Hebrew Scriptures, Zechariah 9, verse 9, here is your king coming to you on a donkey, on the foal of a donkey. But that's the nature of story, and particularly of this story, with the assumption behind it that Christ's way of doing things is at odds with empire. It's also trying to make the point that this is contiguous with the work of the prophets, with the declaration of God's will for justice and equity for all. And that theme is echoed within our reading that we had from Philippians, the passage that we call the hymn to Christ. And we're reminded there that being in very nature God, he did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but took the nature of a servant. The implication in our Gospel of the Palms and that passage from St. Paul is that Jesus challenges the forces of domination with humility and a power that is not founded in oppression or control, but service and love and justice. This theme continues in that long reading of the Passion narrative, and thank you to all those who were conscripted at the last minute to read in that. That Passion narrative that takes center stage in today's observance of Palm Sunday and marking the beginning of this Holy Week. A narrative that to a certain degree speaks for itself, so I'm not going to try and unpack it too much here. But we do have layers of meaning in that Gospel reading, that long narrative. We read it in such a way that we are confronted with the complicity of the crowds in the death of Jesus, reading the whole of the narrative so that we enter into the story and recognize our own part in the complicity of the powers of empire of these days, being invited to join in with the cries of the people that seek to crucify that which is against the values of power and domination. In this passage is a critique of those who joined in with the oppressive powers of empire and the collaboration of the religious authorities at that time. In reading and hearing this story, we are being challenged as individuals and as a community to consider our own complicity in the forces of domination, asking us again to turn, to enter the story of Christ's turning upside down the expectations of how power is to be used, offering us a way of peace, a way of resistance to the forces of oppression, which challenges us to think beyond winning and losing, control and domination. We are called to recognize that the way of loving resistance is dangerous and costly, even to the point of death. We are called to hear and to be inspired and disturbed and changed by our encounter with this story. To ask ourselves in which ways we might need the Spirit to transform us, our structures, our institutions, ourselves, in order that we might have a part in transforming the world, in living the way of Christ, a way of love, of non-violence, and of grace. In this Palm Sunday and in this Holy Week, may we allow these stories to challenge and to change us in the name of the Christ and through the power of the Spirit as we journey on in faith through this Holy Week to resurrection and beyond. Thanks be to God. Amen.